Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am so excited to chat it up with Mariah Ring. She is the site manager of the Leduc Historic Estate in beautiful Hastings, and we couldn't be more excited to hear what is going on for the summer there. Mariah, how have you been?
I've been really well, thanks. I've been busy, but I've been doing really well. We're open at the site, and we've had a pretty steady stream of visitors, which is exciting.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so it's been great.
You guys opened in early May, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
So are you fully staffed? Because how does that work? Do you give tours? Are they self-guided? Now, I think you told me there's been some changes since COVID.
Not too many changes. We are fully staffed. We've got staff and volunteers back. The grounds are open. Most of the changes were just that we were reducing tour sizes, which we are maintaining. We're trying to keep them between 10 to 12 people. So if people book ahead, then we know sort of what the size is going to be. But we are not requiring book ahead tours, so that has gone back to normal. You still can register online ahead of time for a tour, but you can also just stop in for one of our regular scheduled tours. We do still disinfecting things within the house. And we do recommend masks, but they aren't required anymore.
So what are your schedules for the tours, please?
So we're open Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 5, and our tours are at 10, 11:30, 1, 2:30, and 4.
And tell us a little bit more about the house. How did it do during COVID? Did it get dusty? Did you have to, people weren't coming in and out, but you still were there, weren't you, with all your ghost friends?
Yes, I was still there. We did get to open the house partway through July last summer, so we were still open for tours from July to October. The house didn't necessarily get stuffy, though. When we were closed during the first phase of shutdown and things like that, the spiders moved back in. And so it's been hard to combat all the cobwebs. But those are coming back down, which is great, and we do stay on top of them. But that was the biggest thing, is I got back and I was so shocked at how many cobwebs I kept finding everywhere.
Oh, no. So that's when you need bats in the house or something, right? No, but you don't want to introduce bats, probably.
Right. And preferably no bats. The bats are, they get in anyway, and I would prefer if they stayed out.
You need to put all those ghosts to work, and maybe they could start dusting and cleaning out those cobwebs for you.
That would be great.
Mariah, I am so excited, though, because last year you did not have those wonderful concerts, but you're thinking this year you're going to be able to do that again?
Right. So last year we did actually do some concerts, but we weren't able to have all of them, and we weren't able to sell pie during them. But this year we will be having our concerts again. We have 5 Sundays in August this year, so 5 concerts is what is planned. We're still working with one band to nail down the final date, but then we are going to be having people there selling pie and ice cream as well. So I'm working with different groups to line those up for our concerts.
So it's called Concerts in the Orchard. And what can people expect if they go to that, please?
So they are on Sunday evenings. The concert starts at 6:30 and it goes until about 8. And it's back in our orchard behind the Simmons Shed and the Carriage Barn. It's a free concert. You just have to bring your own chair or blanket to sit on, and the band will be set up, and they'll play music. There'll be a brief intermission, and then they'll play a second set. And if I can get groups lined up for all of the weekends, there'll be pie and ice cream that you can buy, and typically coffee, too.
Pretty nice.
So you can just come. Yeah, it's sponsored by Merchants Bank, and we're very thankful that Merchants partners with us every year to sponsor these concerts so that we can put them on for everybody.
So this series of concerts will be various musicians. Can you give us a sneak peek of who is lined up?
Yeah, so we've got the Squires coming back. That's a fan favorite. We also have New Pearl Buttons who are going to play. We have Double Down Daredevils. And I just confirmed with Darlene and the Boys, too, which is another popular one. Actually, everybody loves all the bands that are coming, but so I'm still working with one more, so I don't want to confirm that one yet. Those 4 will be coming, and we're really excited to have them.
So they will start when in August?
They will start the first Sunday in August, which is
The first. Okay.
Yeah. So the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th is when our concerts will be.
So this, of course, is always a highlight. And then you are getting back to a little bit more of normal, where you're going to be having some more summer programming. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So actually starting this week on the 18th, and then the 25th, the 9th of July, and the 23rd of July, we'll be doing 4 day camps for kids between the ages of 7 to 13, and they'll all have a different theme. So this week is Native Americans, then we'll have Civil War, an art-related one that features Alice in July, and then School 150 Years Ago. And I've got some people who are going to come in and partner with me. One of them is Spencer Johnson, so he'll be here for this week's and the Civil War-themed one. And there'll be $15 per kid, and if you want a lunch option, then you'll pay an extra $10 fee, so $25 per child from 10 to 3 on those days.
And is that something that we can still sign up for, please?
Yeah, the registration is still open, and we would encourage people to sign up. In fact, I would love it if some more people signed up.
And how can they go about doing that, Mariah?
They can register online at dakotahistory.org and go to our events page to find it there. It's called a Look Back in Time Day Camp. And then if they don't want to do that, they can also call into the site and register with me. 651-438-8480.
So that's really exciting. And if parents are looking for something a little bit off the beaten path to do with their kids this summer, it's a great idea to do that. And you mentioned Civil War weekend. Is that something that you might still be planning on doing this year?
We are planning on holding Civil War weekend, and it won't be a virtual program like last year. It'll be in person at the site. So we're really excited to do that. We've been working with some reenactors to figure out who's coming and set a nice schedule, and we've planned a theme and everything, so we're really excited.
Give us some of the details and the date, please.
So it will be September 11th and 12th. We typically open at 10 and close at 5, and there are different things that go on during the day, like you can see cooking demonstrations. Spencer Johnson runs a camp kitchen, different marching and presentations, as well as medical demonstrations, and the reenactors come and they've set up an entire Civil War encampment, and they're all in uniform. And it's just a really fun event. Our theme this year is going to be the 160th anniversary of the start of the Civil War. So we'll be talking about enlistment practices, war preparations, Minnesota being the first state in the Union to volunteer to fight in the Civil War with troops, and different connections like that.
So that is something that I'm sure has a lot of planning going into it already. How long have you been thinking and hoping that you could pull this off?
So normally we start planning in late winter, early spring, which we did do this year, but we still weren't 100% sure what the restrictions were going to be. So as soon as most of them were lifted, we started hitting it hard with emails and setting a theme and figuring out what we were going to do, and I still am working on planning for that. And frankly, a lot of the planning happens right up until the end of August, right before September.
I bet a lot of your reenactors and people that participate every year are so happy that you're coming back.
They really are, and I'm happy they're coming back too, because honestly, we couldn't do the event without them, and they're really, really, truly fantastic. A lot of it just comes together because they know what to do. They've been there so often, and they just bring the whole thing to life and really help pull the pieces together. So we're very thankful that they come and that they continue to come.
So Mariah, what else is going on at the house? Is summer a fun time because there's a shift to outdoor activities and things?
Yeah, summer is a lot of fun. There are different things that you can see at the house, like plants that come into bloom at different times. We've got our wildflower walk that's in the woods, and Father Martin does a lot with the wildflowers there. Some of them aren't in bloom anymore, and the woods can get a little bit overgrown, but we're working on that too. But you can wander through or get ice cream at the creamery and come sit on the grounds. But otherwise, we're open for tours, and we're close to the fall, so you can make a whole day of it. it's a good time to come to the house because it's so beautiful and the weather's so nice, so you can enjoy the outside as well as the inside if you come for a tour.
And the last time we spoke, you said in your downtime you ended up doing quite a bit of research on different things. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So I did a lot more research into the Hastings Needlework Company, and in part that was for a presentation that I recently gave for a DAR chapter. So that was a lot of fun. We did more research on George Daniels because of the exhibit expansion that we are working on with the 106 group, and that's a grant-funded program. I know you had Matt on not too long ago, and I think he discussed that too. And I was doing just some more research on developing just my knowledge of the family and the backstories that they have, and what people were doing and when they came and left and hobbies they had, etc.
Is there still information to be found out about them?
Oh my gosh, for me, I would have to say yes. I do know so much about them, and we have so much of their records, but the Minnesota Historical Society has even more, and so they're, I think there's a lot that could be combed through to make connections and find even more information out about them. I feel like you can never 100% truly know about a person, and there are six, really, that we look at in particular in this house, and then more if you add the grandchildren.
So how many of the LeDucs with the LeDuc name are still around that are tied to the house? Are there any living relatives with the LeDuc name?
With the LeDuc name that are direct descendants from William, no, the living relatives now have a different last name, and it's Williams, but there are some LeDucs in Minnesota that could be connected through his siblings that also came to the area. We actually had some who came on a tour last summer that had a distant connection to William through one of their great-great-grandparents that was potentially William's brother.
You know, I would assume things like 23andMe and those types of programs, Ancestry.com, have really opened up the world as far as people trying to find out who they're related to. And that's kind of fun when you add that layer of history also.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah. And it's just fun to see who you can connect to and what different things you can turn up when you look up your genealogy, and it just really lets you know where you came from in a lot of ways, too.
What else should we know about what's going on at the house?
We have one more event that we're already planning and is on the calendar for this summer. It's not an in-person event, and it is in connection with our virtual book club. So we're doing a virtual book club on the 15th of July called Finding Betty Crocker, and it's about a book that was written about Betty Crocker and her connection to the world of cooking and her development, et cetera. And then in connection with that, on the 17th, we're doing a virtual Betty Crocker 100th birthday baking demonstration because she really came about in 1921. So she's been around for 100 years. And I'll be doing a baking demonstration where we talk about techniques from the 1920s, that were popular then, and compare that to how we bake today, and we'll bake one of the classic Betty Crocker recipes as well.
And when you say classic, are you talking about something out of a box? No.
No, we're going to look at her actual cookbook recipe and put something together from scratch versus using a box. So the Betty Crocker box, it's never let me down. I prefer to make it from scratch, but they've never let me down.
I thought Betty Crocker was just a made-up character. Are you saying she was a real person?
So she is a made-up character, but they had people that really went into writing her recipes and developing this persona, and so there are people that are connected. I don't want to spoil too much, but if you read the book Finding Betty Crocker and you look into it, they really talk about how she came to be, how she was born in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by General Mills, and what they used to really develop this America's First Lady of Food.
Oh my gosh. Well, you have a lot of fun stuff coming up. Again, if people want to learn more, you would recommend the tour of the LeDuc Historic Estate as a great place to start, wouldn't you?
I definitely would. I think everybody should come and get a tour.
And give us the dates and times again, please.
Thursday through Sunday from 10 to 5, tours at 10, 11:30, 1, 2:30, and 4.
So fun. I love learning about all the great things that Hastings has to offer, and certainly the Leduc Historic Estate is something that we can be very, very proud of. And I love that you are affiliated with the Dakota County Historic Society, because it really is such a big piece of our history.
It really is, and I totally agree.
Mariah, thank you so much. Mariah Ring, she is the site manager of the Leduc Historic Estate. Do visit them. They are right on Vermilion. What's your crossroads? Is it 17th?
17th, yes.
17th and Vermilion in beautiful Hastings. Always great to chat with you, Mariah. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.